Our guest this morning is Sharon Gibbons from Caboolture U3A, where she has been a member for 6 years and on the committee of three. Sharon is the creative mind behind the group's popular bus trips, sourcing exciting and interesting destinations for members to explore together. It's great to have you on the show, Sharon. Now, we're looking forward to learning about some of these destinations. And I really must say, welcome to 101.5, Sharon.
Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us about U3A up front, hey?
Well, U3A is a voluntary organisation. Okay, U3A stands for the University of the Third Age, which deals with people generally over about 60 to any age. It started in France in 1973 and now it's worldwide. You really don't need any knowledge or qualifications to join.
Okay.
And we run up to 50 activities per week.
That's amazing, Sharon. I mean, a lot of people sitting at home thinking, oh, what can I do? Well, guess what? You head off to U3A, don't you?
Well, that's what I did.
That's what you did. So tell us a little bit about your journey, Sharon.
So I was working in schools and I retired. I really didn't plan to retire. I had back issues and two back operations, and once I'd done that, I really didn't feel like I needed to go back to work. So then I started looking for things to do to fill my time because it really was a very busy job that I did. So I started with the CWA.
Okay.
Did a bit with them, and then I did some with the Creek Centre.
Yes.
Yeah, looked into the RSPCA, but then a friend of mine told me about U3A. Never heard of it before. So I looked it up online and started playing Canasta. That was the first step into U3A. And then after Canasta, we went further. We learned about different types of Canasta and different classes. And then I started line dancing. So I sort of got more than just a toe in there now.
By the sounds of it.
And then when I heard that they needed some committee members, I thought, well, it's a volunteer, you know, organisation. Yeah. I thought, well, people are obviously carrying a heavy load, especially the committee. I'll help them in some way. I'll just go and be a dog's body, you know. And so I did. And then I thought after about a year, I thought, well, I could do the bus trips. That would be something I could help with. And so I started doing those. And then further on, I became event team leader.
It's very easy to move into higher positions in voluntary organisations.
It is, isn't it?
I love it, absolutely love it. So what are some of your little favourite memorable trips that you've organised, Sharon?
Well, we've had a few. Probably just recently we did the Noosa River, the eco tour up the Noosa River.
Oh, lovely.
And then had lunch on Noosaville Strip there. But memorable ones, probably the one the members liked the most was the Stratty trip.
The Stratty. Okay.
Yes. So the banner said, let's go to Stratty. And I think we filled the bus. 57 people came to Stratty that day.
How good.
Because we started off at 7.
Yeah.
And it included all the bus trip.
Yep.
All the touring around the island. The ferry.
Yep.
Morning tea. Lunch. And it was just a lovely, lovely day. People just enjoyed it.
That would have been a big day, Sharon, to leave Caboolture at 7, yeah, get over there to, what do you call it, Vicky Point, over to Stratty. Well done.
Yeah, no, it was a good one, that one.
Sounds like wonderful. So that was a beauty. What about some of the coming up?
Well, we've got a few coming up tomorrow.
Oh.
Tomorrow we're going to the Sunflower Festival at Kelbar.
Oh, good on you. How beautiful will
that be? Starting at 8:30, getting home about 4 probably.
Okay.
You can buy your own sunflowers and I'm taking a bucket so people can put their flowers in the bucket.
And to bring them home, beautiful.
And everything from that day goes to cancer research.
Okay.
So that was an important one for me.
Yeah.
And another one coming up is July, we've got Christmas in July, and we're going down to the Tambourine Mountain. We're doing the glowworm caves first, and then we're going to the St. Bernard Hotel.
Oh, how lovely, right up there on the hill.
Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
I love it. It just looks so ordinary from the front.
Don't let a judge a book by its cover, hey?
I know. Yeah. And the beautiful dogs in the foyer and then that view, as you say, magic. Right down the valley.
Magic.
And they're going to provide a three-course lunch and a fireplace. It'll be lovely.
It will be lovely. And so you've told us a little bit about, I think you've given us some ideas about time. So if somebody's listening and they'd like to go tomorrow, Sharon, is it too late for them to book?
Yes, it is.
Okay, guys, cancel that one. But guess what? In July, you could look at Christmas in July. Tell us how we get there. Where does it start from and blah, da, 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 all that bit.
Well, all that information's on the website.
Okay.
And I'm just going from memory. I think we leave at about 8:30 in the morning from Morayfield Shopping Centre.
Good.
Which I think is really important. There's good places to park.
Yep.
And it's safe if we get back late, like we did at Stratty. We didn't get back till about 6.
There you go.
So it's very safe. We'll drive by bus down to the Glowworm Caves and then we go in groups of 20 into the caves, and there's a cafe there so you can have your morning caffeine. And then we'll go and have our lunch already set out. But I find the hardest part of these tours or bus trips with lunches provided is the food preferences. They're really becoming quite tricky, the vegans and the So this place offered all of those things.
Wow.
So you look into that when you do your research.
Okay. And also on that note, Sharon, when you book, you'd have to say that you're gluten-free or you're this you're that.
Yes.
Okay, very important.
I think that's on the website. Yes, I'm not positive, but I think it would be.
Yeah, because the hotel would need to know these things. It's no good rocking up there and finding out that, hey, hang on, all of this beautiful stuff I'm not allowed to eat. Yeah, okay.
Very important.
Yeah. Now, Sharon, if people out there are listening, U3A is men, women, whatever, yeah?
Yeah, we can't discriminate on age either.
There you go. So if you want to know a whole lot more, give us some ideas on some of the websites. And how about if you just rocked up one day? Tell us a bit about that.
To rock up at the cottage?
Yeah.
Well, you can get your membership at the cottage or online, I think. It's $15 a year.
Yep.
And then it costs $4 for each class that you attend.
Wow.
And as you said before, there's up to 50 a week.
Yeah.
There's a wide range of things for you to participate in, honestly. And you can learn so much. I honestly think it is one of the best organisations. It's all run by people who want to do the right thing and include elderly people and learn from elderly people.
And I think that's the beauty. As we get old, it doesn't mean to say we stop learning, do we?
Well, no. Actually, I think we're pretty much the same person, just in older skin.
Yeah, what a shame.
I agree.
And, of course, we've got the website, which is all of the W's, of course, Caboolture U3, and it's the number 3A, .org.au. And Sharon, before I let you go, tell us, where is the cottage of U3A?
U3A cottage, we call it the River Cottage, is behind the ambulance station in King Street and opposite the Bridge Club. I think it's 8 Short Street.
Okay.
But you can find that on the website.
Good one.
And the opening hours.
And the opening hours are on the website as well. Yeah. All right. And I think you did say to me it's no school holidays and no weekends. Is that right?
That's right.
Lovely. What a joy it's been having Sharon Gibbons with us here today on 101.5. And Sharon shone a spotlight on Caboolture U3A, a fantastic organisation keeping locals active and connected with up to 50 activities every school term. No experience is needed, just a willingness to become involved. While U3A offers 50 activities every school term, something for absolutely everybody, it was Sharon's legendary bus trips that really stole the show today. Sharon works tirelessly to source incredible destinations, making sure that every passenger has the time of their life. And with raffles on board, the fun starts the moment you take your seat. Bus departs conveniently from Morayfield Shopping Centre, and if you'd like to jump on board, visit the U3A website to find out a whole lot more. And, of course, you can hear a whole lot more about U3A activities on 101.5 FM, www.sharongibbons.com.au and just search podcast. Sharon Gibbons, thanks for talking to us this morning. It's been a real pleasure.
You're very welcome.